Well, in all of your time down in that area, any bad experiences stand out?
We did have a fairly, well, we called the riot in Piedmont Park, where several Bird staff members got busted. We had to get them out of jail. We were constantly getting people out of jail, primarily street sellers.
Yeah.
I mean, almost every week it seemed like we would have street sellers arrested for whatever, jaywalking or blocking traffic or selling without a permit or anything else, So we were, those were bad, but they became routine, it was, you just go down there and bail them out, go about your business. And I don't think anyone was ever convicted of anything, it was just pure harassment.
Yeah.
And we had went to federal court on that harassment, saying, that they were harassing a newspaper, this is freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera. And we won that case in federal court. So that harassment, after 6 or 8 months, basically came to an end. We'd have it every once in a while. And we, in Griffin or in Savannah,
yeah,
or in Hackworth or, something or other, we were, having to deal with that issue. But not, after we got the federal court ruling, and it was so specific, just, you can't do this, and you just show it to the police departments, and they would then back off. But that doesn't mean, the next week you wouldn't be, in Carrollton because they had done it, there was a, very bad period, summer peace and love, of course, was that, peace and love. By the time we're in the 1970, it's not peace and love anymore, street scene had turned fairly rough. Lots of heroin, lots of methadrine, cocaine, stuff like that, just flooding the streets. And pot and LSD is one thing, and then you get into these other drugs, and it's a totally different scene. And I can remember a Friday nights up on Peachtree and 10th Street, and some guy in a gold Cadillac sitting there, idling his car and selling heroin out of his fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
And you go up to the police and tell them, hey, why don't you do something about that? Get away from me. Go on. And there was this kind of police drug collusion. I mean, I'm fairly, in my own mind, at least. I mean, I know that that's part of COINTELPRO or whatever, but they made a conscious decision to introduce hard drugs, that whole strip scene.
Scene. You get the bad drugs there.
Yeah.
Just learn, listen to all the conversations.
Well, that's what happened.
So that's when everybody moved to Little Five Points, right?
Well,
the tape is running
they've
out.
Been.